You are tuned into KYRS and about to listen to an exclusive studio session with Bart Budwig and special guest Mize. Okay.
My guitar was in tune for about 20 seconds.
That easy cowboy's heart, an empty bottle is a damn good start. It's a damn good start. Yeah, damn good start. That easy wanting heart, walk out the door is a damn good start. It's a damn good start. Yeah, damn good start. When nothing good comes around and all the uppers leave you down, when getting by never gets you through, what's left to do? At ease, a gambler's heart, let him win, is a damn good start. It's a damn good start. Yeah, damn good start. At a cure, a cautious heart, give it up for nothing, is a damn good start. It's a damn good start. Yeah, damn good start. When nothing good comes around and all the uppers leave you down, when getting by never gets you through, what's left to do? Oh, I was born a gambling man, I was born a cowboy too. I laid it all down for love and then walked away too soon.
All right, this is KYRS FM. That was Damn Good Start by Bart Budwig.
Yep.
That was very pretty. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you guys just got into town, right? You were...
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, from Moscow.
From yeah. Moscow. I heard you partied on a Tuesday.
Oh, not at all. Right? Oh,
yeah. No.
We were all up till 2 or later.
2 p.m. or a.m.?
A.m.
Whoa.
Wow.
And you have a show tonight, right? At the Big Dipper?
Oh, Yeah.
You want to tell us about the bill for that? When does it start?
Absolutely. Okay, so, the Big Dipper, 8 p.m., Lucas Brookbank is playing. I think he's going to have a couple people with him. And then these guys, Mize, are going to play. And then the four-piece band is, we're going to play. Everyone that's here. Right? I'm using a lot of visual cues for you listeners out there. There's four of us, and we're all going to be playing music at the same time tonight.
Separate times, and then the same time.
Yeah, it's great.
So, and you're playing Bellingham tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
At the Green Frog.
Yeah, I haven't done that drive, but anyway, it should be fun. I'm excited to play at the Green Frog, too. Never been there either. I've heard they make a mean, what is it, like peanut butter, banana, or pickle or sandwich? It's like a grilled cheese with bananas and peanut butter. Ooh, maybe
I've never had that, but you can do like a bacon and a beer. They give you a beer with a slice of bacon on top of it. That's a popular thing, so I'd recommend that.
Wow.
But
awesome. Now I know how to that would be good.
Those
with a bloody beer.
Favorite things.
So this is part of the Northwest tour you're going on right now. What is this? Why are you driving around?
I guess just to play some shows. I have a new album coming out in a month, so I'm going to do a month-long release tour. And so this is just, yeah, I mean, there's not, I mean, there's nothing special about this tour.
Don't say that.
Except all of you guys, and that I get to play music with these guys.
Where's that album?
The album's called The Moon and Other Things. OPB actually just released that last song as a single, so you can find it on the internet. You might have to include my name in that, because my name is pretty unique, so that makes it easy to find. But damn good start. You know, that might be, you never know what. You could show up some NASCAR videos or something. I don't know. If you don't include Bart in there, you might hit the wrong thing.
Have you ever thought about making a music video with like NASCAR footage put together with your music?
That'd be good.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Maybe you in a race car.
Yeah, and then at the end of the song, it can be all like a bunch of wrecks collaged together. Yeah. Everything's falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good. We'll talk about this.
Yeah.
So you all live in Enterprise, Oregon right now, right?
Yeah.
I read that. I had to Google Enterprise, I admit, even though I grew up like 3 hours away from it.
Yeah.
But that's a small place.
Yeah. So it's essentially 4.5 hours south of Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in that little like out Oregon, northeast corner of Oregon. There's 7,000 people in the whole county, which is 1,200 square miles. So.
Yeah. And I was reading about this OK Theater.
Yeah.
That you recorded in and you also live in.
Yeah.
With some AstroTurf, is that right?
Yes, that's
absolutely. With your little stoop?
Yeah, there's a little apartment connected to the theater, and I help with the sound there, and I do recording there for people, and there's a great piece of AstroTurf out back that we like to hang out on and sweep. It's very clean.
It's very cathartic to go outside and
I would
and
say that
sweep the AstroTurf.
Yeah, sweeping AstroTurf is more enjoyable than mowing. That's what I have to say about that.
That's not hard. Controversial opinion.
Answering the big questions here.
And we don't use gasoline either. So, I mean, other than, true. I'm sure that the turf is a petroleum product.
We also don't have any grass, though.
So this OK Theater is kind of a famous theater, from what I hear, right?
I mean,
some kind of big acts have come through.
Definitely.
And I read it like shut down for a second, and then once it did, there was no theater in the whole county.
That is, I believe that. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. I didn't think about it like that before. So when it shut down for a couple of years, and Daryl, the current owner, would rent it occasionally and book shows, and I would go and help run sound, and so that's kind of how I got connected down there. But it's, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. He's booking all kinds of like 8-time Grammy award-winning artists and stuff.
So does like the whole town come out for the shows?
Yeah,
that's, I mean, what I imagine.
The theater is like 350 seats, and the town is 2,000 people. So,
okay,
I mean, that's a crazy percentage. If you're, so we actually sold out the next show. That's
that you're playing at the OK Theater?
No. The next show we booked in April is Asleep at the Wheel, April 10th, and. Yeah, there's a night show and it sold out, so we made a matinee show. So there's going to be like 500, 700 people there that day.
Cool.
It's like double the population.
So I wanted to ask about Enterprise too, because like you are a musician that travels around and plays and is pretty big, and you live in this small town. So I was wondering if you have anything to say about like sort of the myth that you, in order to make it as a musician, you have to go to a big city or something. Like, how has your experience been living in a small town, being a musician?
Well,
sorry, that's a big question, but
yeah, I think I just like it better. It's a lot easier to write a song, you know, when you're not sitting in traffic. I know that much. And I'm on the road a lot. I love going to big cities and hanging out. And I just grew up in Moscow, Idaho, and I think I like places that are a little more calm and beautiful. I like thinking. But I love coming to cities too. So I just can't. It's very overwhelming for me. I don't know that I could do it full time.
So. Yeah. It's that sort of classic like artist sitting in the woods writing in a journal. Is that you?
I mean, I don't write in a journal. I record voice memos on my iPhone, but in the woods. But I have
hashtag
proof.
#2016.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to play us another song? Maybe two songs in a row?
Yeah, maybe I'll play a song and then have Cooper from Mise play a song. Does that sound okay?
If I like the sound of that.
Do a one of each. All right, so I have to think about what song.
For those of you who just are joining us now, this is an institute with Bart Bugwig here in KYRS FM.
I should hire you for my shows so you can like promote your radio station every time I'm tuning. You're listening to Bart Budwig Tune. This announcement brought to you by KYRS.
Tune in now.
Tune in now.
Yeah, you could pay me like $5 every time I announce, or pay me in candy bars or something.
I'll only pay you if you say tune in after the show. Okay, let's see. This song is called Saturday Slow, Sunday Lazy. And this is off the new record as well. And you can also find it on the internet. I just released my whole record one song at a time. You know, I don't know. It's probably a bad tactic. Home is full of music. My heart is full of friends. How is it that I am feeling down again? There's cider on the stovetop and a record spinning thin. How is it that I am feeling down again? Saturday slow, Sunday lazy. They say I look fine. Why do I feel crazy? Once spoke rare and truthful. I looked love in the eyes. How is it that my mouth is full of lies? There's a Bible on the dresser, and next door a baby cries. How is it that my mouth is full of lies? Saturday slow, Sunday lazy. They say I look fine. Why do I feel crazy?
Claps.
Thanks.
That's great.
Wow, yeah, that was, it's getting a little sweaty with tears in here.
I think that's just because there's six people in a small room, and my dad always told me that we're like an 80-watt light bulb.
Each people are?
Yeah, we create that much warmth. Yeah.
So we're like a room full of light bulbs.
Yeah, and we're so smart, too. That's what it,
yeah.
Got lots of ideas up here. Cooper.
Let's make a little transition here. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
So what's going on is the headphones are caught in the guitar. I'm handing the guitar to Cooper.
I'm receiving the guitar.
And Cooper is a songwriter, and he's going to be playing a set tonight. But Nevada's going to be playing the drums with him and stuff, so it'll be real exciting. They're real rambunctious. If you got any any rambunctious folks out there. We're going to cover, you know, the full range of music tonight.
Just a call for all the rambunctious Spokaneans.
Yep, yep. Okay. But, you know, they might... It's okay if you leave during my set, you know? But you can... You don't have to. Mine will be a little bit slower.
Okay. Wait, is it the slow and then...
No.
The heavy or the
rambunctious first?
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to get people riled up.
Yeah.
And then make them cry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, if you like that idea, listeners, you can go to their show at the Big Dipper tonight. You can thrash and cry all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what a surprise. I did not know I'd be on the radio today. My name is Cooper, and this is the newest song that I've written. And it's called Mercury in Retrograde.
Remember, no swearing, Cooper.
Oh. Yeah. Why did you close the window? I'm in my head, and my head is in a death grip. So this angel, she came down to me. She got a watch and a pocketbook in her hand. You know I shudder. Oh, she said, watch out the silver vulture, babe. Mercury is in retrograde. You don't say. I say collect it like a suitor. When you're on the edge, an apparition is a bad trick. Forget your tricks, forget your fist. Baby, I can see a lot of trouble is coming for you, LaForest. Trust me. Trust me. Yeah, you got the brains, you got the balls. You gotta stop, honey, giving into it all. Trust me. Trust me. Thus I learned 3 lessons the easy way. Without assessing her poker face, and I wrote them on a soft pack. Scrap your plans, forget your motives. Notice the weight of the world in your hands, on your shoulders. You gotta shift that weight. You gotta shift that thing. Be a lover, a smoker's carver. You gotta laugh it off. You gotta shift that weight. You gotta shift that thing. Last lesson is not involved. You gotta stop, honey, giving into it all. Trust me. Trust me. You got the balls, you gotta stop, honey, giving into it all. Trust me. Trust me. Saw this angel who came down to me. Pretty noble, but a little bit spacey. She was indeed a friend. And I need a friend who's a little bit crazy.
All right, this is KYRS, Spokane's Community Radio. That was Cooper. What was with Venus, Mercury in retrograde?
What
was it called?
Oh, it's called Mercury in retrograde.
Mercury, okay.
Which is, I honestly don't know much about astronomy, so I'm not like trying to say anything about this. But
Copernicus.
But I was...
Mercury is in retrograde, that's a really bad thing, right?
Exactly. Like
people's emotions are all over the place.
That's about the extent of my knowledge about that. But I lived in Astoria for a while with this guy, and there's just a lot of, like, there's some witches there. Like, there's some really mystical people, and I heard about that a lot, and I was there when I wrote that, so.
Astoria, Washington?
Oregon.
Oregon, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of witches down there.
Yeah, so yeah, here. That's great.
Cool, yeah. Well, for those of you who just joined us, this is a little in-studio session with Bart Budwig and his Amper band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wanted to ask, you all kind of identify as country musicians. I feel like the internet told me that.
Not us so much.
Not us.
Yeah. When we play with Bart, we're country musicians.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, this last record has a lot, I would say it has a definitely throwback to a lot of Waylon and Willie and the Outlaw Country, but I also think it has quite, I grew up playing jazz trumpet and then like Van Morrison, Nick Drake, it has kind of those, it's some of those elements too. And then, I don't know, Cooper, what is Mise?
I usually say like
indie?
Folk, like just folk songwriting, you know, like. I really like Paul Simon.
Oh, yeah, Paul Simon's killer.
Who is a folk artist to me, I guess. I don't know. And then just rock and roll, you know.
But, yeah, my latest record's definitely a country, kind of old-school outlaw country record.
Is there, like, any connotation with the word country when people think of, like, country music now? I don't know.
That's the problem with the definition of the genre is that that's a pretty... You don't, well, I mean, I don't play pop country, so that's not a, but if people think that, then they'll either be really stoked or really disappointed, depending on what they want to hear, so.
Well, I ask this to everyone I interview. What, I want you to tell me the most embarrassing thing that you all listen to.
Oh, I don't know if I, you guys.
I'll give you a second to think about it, but.
Okay.
Most embarrassing musician. That you like, enjoy.
I mean, probably
like, listen to in like the bathtub.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Okay. Probably Mise.
Are you going to take that?
Sure. Cooper likes it that I listen to him in the bathtub. That's the part that I feel guilty about, I guess.
Okay, you say yours. You've got a good one. I know you have.
Probably I Love Makonnen.
You. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be guilty about that.
Well, I don't. Well, the thing is, I don't feel guilty about any of my musical choices because I don't really care. But if there's anything that I like don't put on the most when I'm hanging out with other people, it's probably I Love Makonnen. I think about it and then I'm like, well,
I think
I just want to swerve.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, no shame in that.
I think Drake is my guiltiest. Like, I am guilty. I'm a little bit guilty.
Do you like Drake?
Yeah.
Are you influenced by Drake? I feel like I can hear Drake in your songs. You know?
Oh, totally. Great folk music right there. The Drake, yeah.
You're a better dancer, though.
I don't know about that.
He's going to come after you. You look out, dude.
That's true. We're in public.
What would you guys say, Mike? Can you actually think of a real one?
For you?
Is it like Dolly Parton? Or?
No?
Oh, actually, you know what? The other day, when Bart and I were driving to Moscow, he asked me to put on, what was it?
R. Kelly.
No.
Genie in a Bottle?
It's Kanye West. It was off of Kanye's new album.
Like the new album?
Yeah, Life of Pablo. No, it was...
Ultra Being Light?
No, it's the fourth track, I think.
There's a Kanye fan in this room.
Y'all been sleeping, had a good snooze. Oh. Time to get this paper. That's what Bart was like, put that song on. So it's probably that.
I was
not guilty either.
Bart would feel guilty about that.
Okay.
Who controls the music when you're all in a car together? Like, how does this go down?
Do you all have to take turns? To rap or not.
They play hip hop until I'm like, guys, that was great. Let's take a break.
I'm getting grouped in with Nevada here. Nevada.
Hey.
You watch it.
Okay, Nevada just plays hip hop all the time, and yeah. then unless someone changes it.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
It normally has very inappropriate lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets you hyped?
No.
For your shows? No.
It makes me blush. Mostly.
Oh, well, you all are playing at the Big Dipper tonight.
Yeah.
Do you like that transition?
Yeah, I do. I do.
When does it start? When does the show start?
The show starts at 8 p.m. And we got local. I wanted to say local legend Lucas because it's not good.
Alliteration.
Playing at 8. Lucas mm-hmm. Brooke. I have a really hard time saying his middle name. Brooke Brown.
Brooke Brown?
Okay. Anyway. and then Mize's going to play, and then the band's going to play. So, yeah. It'll just be like, I think, 8 to 11:30 is the show. So,
cool. And that is tonight at 171 South Washington.
Oh, nice.
I have that memorized. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can find more information about the show either on kyrs.org or you can Google the Big Dipper Spokane.
Yeah.
You'll find info.
I'm going to look up, I'm going to look that address up on the Big Dipper Spokane.com right after this interview so I can go find the venue myself.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
You don't want to get lost in Spokane.
Yeah.
It's a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Not in Spokane, but lost.
Lost.
Got to clarify that. Well, we're going to exit with a song off of your album.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could play another song. What do you want to do?
Oh, good. Yeah, please.
Okay. What song do you want us to play?
Of which album? Oh, that's... I already played that one. So probably Whiskey Girl.
It's not off the new album, right?
No. Well, the new album...
Off of Whiskey Girl?
And Whiskey Girl. Okay. It's right there.
Okay. Well...
Thanks for having us.
This has been KYRS, Spokane's Community Radio. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Found another place to dwell. You've got a pretty face to hide, oh yeah. And let me tell you something, you are doing it well. Don't let your long hair down. Don't let out a smile, don't let out a frown. 'Cause you don't lead me on at all, my dear. Let me tell you something, you are doing it well. You moved down south, you just had to get away. You said you couldn't love me anymore, and that's how things had to stay. You can dream. And I'll drink my tune, and we'll think about each other. Oh, when I drink and it's through, you found another place to live. You found another place to dwell. You've got a pretty face to hide, oh yeah. And let me tell you something, you are doing it well. You found another place to live. You found another place to dwell. You've got a pretty face to hide, oh yeah. And let me tell you something, you are doing it well. Let me tell you something, you are doing it well.